You let it stand to cool off. Maybe some steam will come up, and steam is very hot. So anyway, that will push out the 60 drops of possibly hollow that are waiting in the periphery, in the inner periphery of the day. So that the cliche says, no, that if he wants to wait until it cools off, then there is no minigrail. But suppose he's very impatient, he can't wait until it will cool off. He's very hungry, he's very impatient. He can't wait until it will cool off. So then, mi'ikra ledine, it should be muter. Mi'ikra ledine, it should be muter to pour out the soup the other direction. You see, let's say, if the tipas cholov, it felt in a gedareka. So, of course, you cannot pour it this way. You cannot pour it this way. Because then all the soup will be poured, the hot soup will be poured, that mocking where the 60 drops of bosa b'cholov are latent, you know, and then there will be erisichus, an extra erisichus, and that will cause the 60 drops of bosa b'cholov to come out, and there is no 60 times 60 to be revived of the 60, you see. But suppose he turns over the pot the other way, to the other basin. Now, it fell, you know, a basin, so it fell here. So he'll pour it out the other way. So no soup will be applied, no hot soup will come in contact. So why shouldn't he do it? So why doesn't the smak say, instead of saying vizetakonosi, as he's standing, he should give him another eitze. Vizetakonosi, sheyare hatapshil, derech hadeifin o'achir. Now, if this fell here, k'neged ha'reken, then you start pouring to the other basin. So no hot soup will come in contact with this spot, you see. So that should also be all right, Mikadidine. So the Shach points out, why doesn't the smag give us that eitze? The answer is, we should not do that lechatchile. That eitze we should not do. Why shouldn't we do this eitze? Because one has to be very alert, a big zoris, in order to make sure that as he turns over the soup the other way, so no soup will be poured on that spot. Many times, even if you start turning the pot the other way, but a little bit of soup, you know, after all, you can't control it. It's very difficult to control it. You have to be very, very alert. And experience too, to manipulate that as he turns over the pot the other way, no soup should come in contact with that pot. Especially if it's k'neged ha'reken, it's k'neged ha'reken just a little above the level of the reitiv. If, let's say, the level of the reitiv is right at the bottom, then it's not so difficult to manipulate that as it pours out the soup the other way. But suppose k'neged ha'reken, and let's say just a little above the level of the reitiv. So then it's very hard to manipulate that as you pour out the soup the other way, to the other basin, that no soup, hot soup, should come in contact with that spot. So because of that, lechatchila you're not supposed to do it. So the precious pshat is that when the Torah says zechonu agoelom le'eseya, he doesn't have reference to the case where he wants to rely on the takone of letting it stand until it's completely cold. Then there is no meaning. But the when does the Torah say zechonu agoelom? If he is in a hurry and he can't wait till it cools off and he wants to eat the soup right now, so he decides. So he wants to pour it out the other way. So that is no agreel on that. But if he wants to wait until it cools off, then it's all right. But most Nisikilim say that for no agreel means even if he wants to let it stand until it cools off. Because of the possibility it will be malo gesichas within the first moment. Well, for no agreel on that, if I start a fish like a garret, we did have to kiss a no fall, base it's a chain, a kinegado eish. Ah, volume no fall, kinegado eish, muter. But if let's say there is a big fire, and you put a pot, and there is a big fire, and the drop is mamish, reyep neoish. So then the ish has the effect of drying up the tipping before it has a chance to be absorbed by the gdere. So when it is absorbed by the gdere, it doesn't even have the halishem of a tipe of an ish. It's a dry tipe, it's not edible anymore. It becomes dried up by the heat of the fire before it is absorbed in the defen hagdere. Vidat kishnof vizisashin kineged eish, avul nofok kineged eish muter, sho eish seyfim yapshei, vidat kibiyo vamuet, kein tipe, avul nofok harbei. So when do we say that if the tipe falls kineged eish, then it becomes dried up before it has a chance to be absorbed in the different dere? That is, if it's one drop, but if you have thousands of drops, then even though they fall kineged eish, they don't dry up within the first 3 seconds before they are absorbed by the different there. Al nofar b'la'ati afil nofar k'neged eish al inkein k'neged reite v'al deshish v'chav n'yichiel hoyomatiro b'shas atchak k'geim b'erev Shabbos afilu sheloi k'neged reite afilu sheloi k'neged eish al yidei samer. Now, so there are two pshot in Rav Yechiel. One pshot in Rav Yechiel is because this din of the smack, that there is a suffix in the Gemara as to whether mifapeya bikulei or not mifapeya bikulei is very difficult, because when you go over the Gemara, the suge is working that tzadik vov, it doesn't seem that there is a bayil leipshete. The Gemara discussed that, but then the maskon of the Gemara is either one way or the other way, not that it's a violation. So how does the smak say that it's a sofik? Now, it's a sugya. Now, when you boil kochim in the kele, in the bisamigdor, so the halach is that it's required merike ushtip. Now, So there is a Gemara. There is a Gemara daf tzadik vov amud beis. There is a Gemara daf tzadik vov amud beis in Zvoch. Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yehuda averogel kam in Rome b'chomi. Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yehuda was accustomed to learn by Rome b'chomi. Shavke. So he left Rome b'chomi. V'yozel Rav Sheishes, and he chose another Rebbe. So he went to Rav Sheishes. So Rome Bachome was tormented by the fact that Rav Yitzchok bar Yehuda left him and joined Rav Sheishes. Yim echad pogabei. So one day Rome Bachome happened to meet his former talmid Rav Yitzchok bar Yehuda. Omalei al kapate naktan reiche osalon. Also, liyad mishum de azloch loch likamid de Rav Sheishes, havetz loch de Rav Sheishes. There is a maxim among people that if the prince touched me, so I acquired the scent of princehood. In other words, just because you joined Rav Sheishes, so you think you are like Rav Sheishes, you don't even come to see me. So, Omelila, no, that's not the reason. Mishimoche, the reason as to why I left you and I joined the Rav Sheishes is not that I don't want to see you, but whenever I ask you a certain shayles, you are always patient on the basis of svar. Ki mishkachas masnite parchel. Rav Sheishes, kibine milse menaye poshel masnite. But whenever I ask a certain shayla Rav Sheishes, he doesn't give me an answer on the basis of svare. He mentions a braise. So mele, even if I find a braise to the contrary, so that does not, if you say something on the basis of svare, and if you find a braise that seems to contradict your svare, so then you come to the conclusion that your svare isn't right. But if when Rav Sheishes shows me a price, the din is a certain way. So even if I have a raya from another price, the din is that way, So I cannot reject the deen, so that's why I prefer to go to Rav Sheshes rather than to you. This one is it. So he said, if you want, I can also give you answers from the wise. So the Aloch in Kochim is that if you're Mevashali Kol in a Kele, you have to make Merike Shtife. Merike is like a Gola and Shtife is Bitzein. So that's the Aloch. It's a Gnos HaKosim. That if you're Mevashali Kochim in a pot, so then that pot in which you are boiled, you cook the Kochim, so you have to realize Merike, that's like a Gola. And Shtife, cold water. In cold water. Suppose you are Mevashel B'miktsas Kele. Do you have to make Merike Shtife in the whole Kele or not? Omalei Inton. So Rav Chome Bachome said Inton. Midi Dehava Azoye. Suppose Idam Chato sprinkles on a beget. So then that beget requires kibbutz. Suppose Dam Chatos will sprinkle only on part of the baguette, just here, not on the whole baguette. So the halacha is that only this portion of the baguette upon which the Dam Chatos sprinkles requires kibbutz, has to be washed. But the other portion of the baguette that the Dam Chatos didn't touch doesn't require kibbutz. So Mimele, he made a knowledge, just as Ligabe, Dam, that was Nitas and a Mixas baguette. So only that Mixas upon which the dam sprinkled requires kibbutz, the rest of the baguette. Not so. If you say Yom Mevashe, let's say a korban in part of the kele, and the major portion of the kele was not touched, no bishul took place there. It's a big kele, so you don't have to make merike shtife on the whole kele. He made an analogy. So he said. Omalei nito mi dava azoye volitone oche. Omalei mistabre ki beget ma beget nito kibus el mikim adam af kli nito merike shtif el mikim bishu. Omalei mi dome dam li mifapeya bishu mifapeya bishu mifapeya vei tanye chima bazoye mimrike ushtife vechima bimrike ushtife bazoye. So here the Gemara said mi dome dam li mifapeya bishu mifapeya. So that means that the Gemara, the maskon of the Gemara is, the maskon of the Gemara is, maskon of the Gemara is that it's that Bishul is Mifapeya. That Bishul is Mifapeya. So the Mordechai mentions in the name of the Ri that according to the maskon of the Gemara, so it's Mifapeya because. It's Mifapeya because. But, so why does the smack say it's a Sofik? So we have to discuss that. I mean, you'll go over. I mean, you have to go over the whole Gemara up to the Mishnah, in order to understand it. But anyway, so we have three shittes of Rishonim here. There is one shitte that according to Maskona of the Gemara, so it's Mifapeya, so it's not Mifapeya B'Kolei. So, if it's not Mifapeya B'Kolei, so why does the Gemara say that he has to realize Merike Ushtife in the whole Kele, even though he was Mevashel B'Mikzas? So it's because of his special Gzas HaKosov, because the Gemara mentions his special Gzas HaKosov. But otherwise, it wouldn't require Merike Ushtife in the whole Kele, because it's not Mifapeya B'Kolei. And then the shite of the Ri is that it is now. The Hashul Chan mentions the Loshen of the Mordechai, I think. So the shita of Teisves in Zvochen Daf Tzadik Vav, it's not so mifuresh, but it's mashma that the maskone of the Gemara is that it's mipapeya bikolei. And then the Mordechai mentions in the name of the Ri that the pshites of the Gemara, the maskona of the Gemara, that it's eilim mefapeya bikulei. The whole raya, because the Gemara mentions it posik. The Gemara mentions it posik that bishul b'mikzas gli tzorich merike u'shtive b'chol akele. Now, if we said that the maskona of the Gemara is mefapeya bikulei, why do we have to resort to a posik? So we could say maybe there's the pshat in the posik. So this is the pshat in the smag. The smag has a suffix. The smag has a suffix. Now the Gemara says that there is exerus hakosuf, that bishul b'mikzas kli. So tzorich merike u'shtive b'chol akele. So there are two alternatives, two explanations. One is that alibedemes, the maskon of the Gemara is that ain't a mifapeh b'kolei. So mainly without exerus hakosuf, I would say that bishul b'mikzas kli ain't tzorich merike u'shtive b'chol akele. But there is a special exerus hakosuf, not because it's mifapeh b'chol akele. And the other explanation is that this exerus hakosuf is declaratory of this fact that it's mifapeya b'chol akele. Why does the Torah say bishul b'mikzas kli tzorich merike u'shtive b'chol akele? Because there is pipua b'chol akele. So b'meile, even though visibly the bishul took place only in a small portion of the kele, you cooked a small piece of corn in a big kettle. So visibly the bishul took place only in a small segment of the kele. But since it's mifapeya b'chol akele, so al pidin it's considered as if the bishul took place in the whole kele. So in other words, that's the shita of the smak. The smak has a suffix. Not that it's a bayadu yivshite. Not that the smak means that it's a bayadu yivshite. But the smak has a suffix. What's the pshat in the gzeras hakosuf? Is this gzeras hakosuf of bishul b'mikzas akli, tzorich merike u'shtive b'chol akli, declaratory of the mitzias that mifapeya b'chol akli? So mele, even though lifimare sayin, the bishul took place only in a portion of the kele, but actually, because of the pipua b'chol akele, it's considered like a bishul b'chol akele. So that's the reason as to why the Torah requires us to make a merike u'shtive b'chol akele. Oh no, the pshat in the gzeras hakosuf is on the contrary. Without the gzeras hakosuf, since a bishul took place only in mikzas akli, so the rest of the kele shouldn't require merike u'shtive. But this is special gzeras hakosuf. You have to be merike u'shtive the whole kele anyway. But the maskone is that ain't mifapeya b'chol. So that's the suffix that the Mordechai has. And then from Tesves and Rashi it's mashma that the maskone of the Gemara is that it's mifapeya b'chol. That's mifapeya b'chol. And then the Mordechai in the name of the Ri says that pshita leidein mifapeya. Pshita leidein mifapeya. Now so we have actually three shittas. Either that it's vaday mifapeya b'chol, either that it's vaday and mifapeya b'chol, or that there is a suffix, whether it's mifapeya b'chol or it's not mifapeya b'chol. So memele, there are two pshotim in this Rabbi Yechiel. The Rabbi Yechiel lo yematiro b'shasatrak, kim b'erev Shabbos, afilu shaloi kineged areitev, afilu shaloi kineged reish, al yedei samech. Why? Because why does the smak say that if it fell shaloi kineged areitev, then it's osach, unless you let it stand until it cools off. Until it cools off. But if you don't let it stand until it cools off, and you start pouring through the dayfen on which the tipe fell, so then it is osach. Because of the possibility, maybe the tipe of cholov combined in the interior of 59 tipes of basal, and it remains sticking in the inner periphery. And then when you pour the basal over that spot, so then it is pushed out, and there is no shishim 60 times 60, negative 60, there is negative tipas cholov that fell, that's why it's osach. But that is only shayach if we say that there is a suffix, well, it's mifapeya b'chol, or it's not mifapeya b'chol. But if we pass, like the shita of Tesves and Rashi, that it's certainly mifapeya b'chol, and what does it mean mifapeya b'chol, whether we explain it like the Taz, or explain it like the Pesiosim and the Shach, if it's mifapeya b'chol, then we have no problem, so then it is mutar. So one pshat in Rabbi Yechiel is that where is the smart holds that it's a suffix whether it's mifapeya b'chol or not, so Rabbi Yechiel holds that b'mokim atchak, Erev Shabbos, Mokim Efsed Merube, we rely on the shittas of Rishonim that it's vada mifapeya b'chol. So shaloi b'mokim Efsed Merube, we have to b'cheshish for the shittas of the smak, maybe it's not mifapeya b'chol, so then we have a problem. But b'mokim Efsed Merube, we rely on the shittas that it's it's vaday mifateh v'kulei. If it's vaday mifateh v'kulei, so even can I get a reikon, so there is no problem. Regardless of the pshat we give, whether we adapt the explanation given by the Taz or the explanation given by the Besiyos and the Shach, if it's a vaday that mifateh v'kulei, so then there is no problem. Then there is no problem. All right. Now, so then, so that's one pshat. And that the Gros explains Rabbi Yechiel on the basis of the sheet of the Ramban. Now you remember in Simen Tzadik Ches we learned 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber, in Simen Tzadik Ches, a machleket between the Rashi and the Ramban, whether the halacha of Tichon Asis Nevele applies to Belua. So the sheet of the Ramban is that the halacha of Tichon Asis Nevele does not apply to Belua. The sheet of the Rashi is that it does apply to Belua. So Memele, according to the Ramban, Rabbi Yechiel, Bimotem Efsed Merube, he relies on the sheet of the Ramban, that to Belua we don't apply, vis-a-vis Belua, we don't apply the principle of Tichon Asis Nevele. So with Memele, so in Matiro Bishas Atrak, in Berav Shabbos, Abu Shalik Neged Reitet. What's the problem, Shalik Neged Reitet? If you don't let it stand, if you start towing the Hatsup over that spot, so what's the problem? Maybe it's not in Fapeh Bikulei. So if not in Fapeh Bikulei, so it didn't penetrate and fall into the Tafshil. So it remains sticking in the interior. In the interior of the Dayfen, in the periphery, in the inner periphery, in the interior of the in the periphery of the Dayfen, and there it combined with 59 drops of Pasor, and so all the 60, so this combination of 1 plus 59, this combination of Vasa Becholov became a Heftz of Vasa Becholov. According to whom? According to which Ike? If this happened, that this one drop of Cholov combined with 59 drops of Vasa in the interior, in the periphery of the Dayfen. So it became Mechtich HaDisur according to which Shite, according to Rashba Shite, but according to Ramban Shite, as long as it doesn't come out, they are innocent. It does not become Mechtich HaDisur. So it's not considered as one entity of Basa B'Cholov, as 60 drops of Basa B'Cholov. But as long as it's latent in the Dayfen Agdeiro, so we have to consider it not as one entity of 60 drops of Basa B'Cholov, but as two separate entities. 59 drops of Basar, that's all right, that's completely neutral, that's innocent, and one drop of Cholov, separate entity. So then, when can they become a Heftzer of Basar Cholov? Only when it's been, when it becomes visible. The moment they are pushed through the hot soup, so then, the 59 drops of Basar combined with the other drops, with the numerous drops of the top shield that was in there inside, and together there is certainly shishim neged that one drop of cholov. So that's why the Gro explains that Rabbi Yechiel is based upon the sheet of Ramban. Alright, so there are two pshotim. Either it's based upon the sheet of Rashi and Teisves, that the maskone of the Gemara in Zvochim Tafsadik Vov is that it's mifapeh v'kulei, so then there is no problem. Or the sheet of Rabbi Yechiel is based upon the sheet of the Ramban. Kosav Adin Rovi Orozal, Machve Shel Cholok, Shel Cholok, Shel Nosnei Bikiro Tachazdeiro Shel Boso, Hazeye Oile V'Nivla Bigdeiro V'Yisart. So what we had that din in Taruves too, Simen Kufay. But this is mainly, at that time we referred to Simen Tzadik Beis. So what does that mean? That Zeye is also has a mamashis. Now one could argue, Zeye, it's nothing. Vapor. Who worries about vapor? So this says, no, that vapor also is mamashis. Vapor is mamashis. In other words, if the milk started to evaporate, and the vapor of milk started to come out, and it touched the Gdeir Shel Boso, so that means that the Deira Shel Bosor absorbed the vapor of milk. So what is vapor? Vapor that's milk in a gaseous state. So that has a mamoshes, and the male, if there is no shishim if there is no shishim in the Deira Shel Bosor neged the vapor of the milk, so then the Deira Shel Bosor becomes osa. And we pass by it. Alright. Now on Sunday we'll go over the Mechaber and Ramo, and then with the Taz and the Shach. And it shouldn't be difficult because I explained all the difficult points.
Even according to the Ramban, don't we have to assume the maximum as well and assume that the 59 plus 18, or the 59 drops of water that were below in the pot don't come out? I mean, the Rosh Hashanah mentioned...
No, they don't come out, so it's even better.
No, but... No.
So, I mean, even if we... If by a... Chaber Ramah, since the base. Kazai is boso or shenofal v'sichi or shalcholol v'seyach. Trimer is kichovi magdeo. Imoma sheyish botam boso rasur. So we rely on the timer of the kvele in regard to the cholol. So, im mamash yish betam bosar asur, v'im lav muteres, afil v'pochis mishishim, v'eisach ticho asur. So in other words, eisach ticho, we don't rely on the time, because there, in all probability, it will absorb the time. After all, a small piece of meat into a big kettle of boiling milk, so in all probability, the meat absorbs the time of milk. So even if the goy says no, we don't rely on. Mashenkin ligabi the cholo, so there it's possible that he does not give it up. So and the mechaber paskens even if there is no shishi, but if the goy says there is no tam, so it's muta. Afilu epochet mishishi. Ve'is achticho asur. Bamed var mamurim b'shekidem ve'eitzi achticho kedem shetifleit cholof shebol. דהיינה קדם שתנוח חיי עומר תיכו אבל אם לא יספיק לסלקי עד שתוכל לפלי את החולף שבו לו אבל פי... So then... So... The kazayis boso first absorbed, the first moment it absorbed milk from the cattle. And then after it stopped boiling, so it was pale the milk. Now that milk that was pale, that's cholof iser, cholof mevele. So then it's commingled with the rest of the milk. So if there is no shishin, so maybe it's osa. And it's osa on kiyesh v'samach. But if there is shishin, so then it's muta. Why? Because we don't pass like Rashi. Masha'inkin, the two mentioned according to Rashi, even if there is shishin, because it's been b'minei. So after the bell of the Now, so, vayin l'kamon simen tzadik chesdin on ne'egim l'ismech hatimes in l'chobin, u'bin on samach, b'cholinim. Now that when he learned Taruve, so he pointed out that there is a, the Shachs explains it not on the basis of that we are cheshish v'rashi shitim, that even if there is no tam, we require shishim as well. That we're not cheshish, but we don't trust the Akim. But Enoch Hanam, let's say, suppose a Yisrael would be there. Let's say it's a question of truma that fell into chum min shaloi b'minei and the kayan was tayem and the kayan says there is no tam, then even according to Pesach of the Ramah, so it would be muta. But the Levush says no. The reason as to why we are not saying atimas ichovim, not because we don't trust the ichovim, but a different reason, because we acheshish vashinas rashi, that the fact that there is no tam is not enough, there must be shishim in addition. Nofal cholov l'shtegdeiro shel boso teyami machticho shenofal ole acholov im ein bo tam cholov hakel muta vim yesh bichticho mitim as cholov nescho eiso chaticho. So if cholov fell into igdeiro shel boso, so yatei in the uppermost fiche upon which the chticho upon which the cholov dropped. If there is no tam cholov hakel muta, and if in that chatiche there is itam cholov, so that chatiche becomes chatiche de yisure. So then we require, so vim yesh b'chaticho mitim as cholov nesreis chaticho. So we'll be done then same chena v'chovim binan shishim b'chaticho vim vav kulasu. So then once the chatiche becomes osea, so then we need shishim neged the size of the whole chatiche. ומשאר וכולו מוי וחמש יש בדי או מחתיכה ומחתיכה זו הירק והמורג והטבלים כדי שתהי חתיכה זו איך עוד משישי מהקיר החתיכה אסור והשום מותה במה דבורם אמורים בשלוי ניה רק די רום התחילו Kishinofalachola. El would say, so at the very outset, so the Tam was concentrated in that Chtir. And then when he's Minayah, so that Chtircha became Chtircha the Yisure. Then when he's Minayah, so it spread to the rest of the Gdeira. So in Mele we need Shishim, Neged the whole Chtir. Avo in the Mitchilo Vatso, Oishe Kiso. Mishas Nifilo Vatso, Fakum Mitzdarif, Livatel Damachol. So the Mechaber mentions the Roshna Rambam, Mitchilo Vatso. The tour was Masik on it. The tour is Masik on it. I mean, it's not necessary that he should be that he should be Minayo the whole time, even not that. But the Mechaber mentioned the Loshna Rambam. Now, here we have the Machlekes between the two mentioned. We have the Machlekes between Rashi and the Ri. Between Rashi and the Ri. Now, the Mechaber and the Ramot, they don't spell it out explicitly. The two spells out the Machlekes. But the Mechaber and the Ramot don't spell it out. The question is, how do we pass? Does Shchonoch pass like the Rashi or like the Ri? So that's discussed by the Taz and the Shach. But there is a machleke between Rashi and the Ri. According to Rashi, so if the Chticho is Miktsos of Reitev and Miktsos above the level of the Reitev, so it is considered as if the whole Chticho is above the level of the Reitev. So Mimele, even if the Ri Shishi, Neged the tipas hole of the tefillah on the uppermost chaticho. According to Rashi, so that chaticho, even if there is shishim in the whole gdeiro, neged the tipas hole of the tefillah on the chaticho, so that chaticho becomes osa. That chaticho becomes osa. According to the Ri, that chaticho does not become osa, because according to the Ri, if it's mitzos or chutz l'reitev and mitzos or teich l'reitev, it's considered as if kulot teich l'reitev. So it's like one chaticha, so everything is mitzuref. So if there is shishim in the totality of the gdeira, then even the uppermost chaticha upon which the whole of drop is also muta. According to Rashi, so according to the Ri, it's a kule. If there is shishim, so even the uppermost chaticha upon which the whole of drop is muta. And according to Rashi, the uppermost chaticha is also, no, there is shishim in the totality of the day. Now, there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach. The Taz, it's not only Taz and the Shach, I mean, everybody is against the Taz. The Taz mentions the Dark Imagine. And everybody agrees with the Dark Imagine, but the Taz is the only one who is chaved. So the Dark Imagine says that according to Rashi Shite, according to Rashi Shite, we have a chumre and we have a kule. We have a chumre, according to Rashi, that if it is, now let's take the case where the uppermost chaticho is completely above the rate. Let's say the rate reaches up to here, up to the middle of this lower chaticho. And then, this is the uppermost chaticha, and the uppermost chaticha is completely above the reitev. And then milk drops, the tipas cholo drops on this chaticha. So in such a case, everybody agrees, Rashi and the Ri, that this chaticha is osea, even though in the totality of the gdeira, there is shishim, but that's considered as if it had been cooking in a separate, in a gdeira by itself. So that chaticha, if it gave it time, in that chaticha is osea. In spite of the fact that the totality of the Gdeira has shishim, negative tipas chol of the tefillah on the chaticha. That's the case where the uppermost chaticha is completely above the level of the Ri. Now, suppose it's miktsoso, the reitev is magi up to here, so the upper portion of the chaticha is above the level of the reitev, the lower portion of the chaticha is within the reitev, So then, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ri. So one thing is sure, that according to Rashi, we have the Chumre. According to Rashi, we have the Chumre, that even though in the totality of the Gdeir, Heshishim, negative tipas cholov that fell on this, Chaticha that is Miktsoso b'sicha reitev, or Miktsoso chutz l'reitev, so still this Chaticha remains osa. According to the Ri, we have a kule. that if the totality of the Gdeire has any totality of the Gdeire has Shishin Negede Tipas Cholov, so then even this Chatiche is Mutaris. Even this Chatiche is Mutaris. That's so he certainly have a Chumre according to Rashi Shite and the Kule according to the Rishi. But the Akimeisha says there is a Kule emanating from Rashi Shite as well. According to Rashi Shite, to this Chatiche according to Rashi has the Chumre that it's Osea in spite of the fact that the totality of the Deire Shishim, but this the other Chatiches, the rest of the Deire, is muter the rest of the Deire. Whereas is muter even if there is no Shishim negative Tipas Cholov in the totality of the Deire, according to Rashi. Whereas according to the Ri, we have a Chumre. Because according to the Ri, Mikzos HaBisicharetev, Mikzos HaChuslaretev is considered like as if everything had been Teicharetev. So mainly everything is Mitzurev. So if there is no Shishim in the totality of the Deire, neged the Tipas Cholov that fell on the uppermost, Chatiche, so according to the Ri, even the other Chatiches are Osea. But according to Rashi, even if there is no Shishim neged the Tipas Cholov, the Dark Mesha says, according to Rashi, so the other Chatiches are still Muta. Whereas according to the Riv, there is no Shishim negative Scholov, the other Chatiches are Osea. The Taz says there is no Kule emanating from Rashi Shite. But on the contrary, that according to Rashi Shite, it's Kule Chum. Of course, it goes without saying that according to Rashi Shite, so even if there is, so even if there is Shishim, in the totality of the day, neged the Tipas Cholov. So according to Rashi Shite, the uppermost Chatiche remains Osa. But where is the Dark Mesha says that according to Rashi Shite, the rest of the day, so is Muter even if there is no Shishim neged the Tipas Cholov? So the Taz says, according to Rashi, the rest of the Deire is Osa, even if there is Shishim neged the Tipas Cholov, unless there is Shishim neged the whole size of the Chatiche. This is the Taz says. And that's a very strange thing. But they are all Chelik on the Taz. Now let's see the Taz here, in Siv Beis. Zeh Mayre, Shenoflo Siv Beis, V'Sirdei Yoshol Bosa. נופל חולוב וסרדו יש לבוסו זה מיירה שנופל הטיפו שלה על החתיכו אחס חוץ לרעיתי דהי ביסייך הרעיתי ודאי כל מה שבגדיכו מצטרף לבט להטיפ וכוס ותור ואחלוף כוס איב the whole חתיכה upon which the milk dropped is תריכו רעיתי so then I call it everybody so everything is mitzurem. He says, "Dibisicha reitev, vaday kol mashi b'gdeira mitzdar vat latip." Because of atum achlekes Rashi v'ribase, the Ri davke shachticho kulo chutz l'reitev, ken shticha achas k'tosu chutz l'reitev, v'zum lachas alav, v'al koch nesrach haticho levado, avu k'tosu b'reitev, v'otiche ma'arevez, kol agdeira vak mitzdar vat l'acholo. Ole Rashi, afilu k'tosu b'reitev, einatim mitzdarif levat l'acholo. And the apamus haticha panuish the tipes chol of tvap, remains us, even though the totality of the day is Shishim Negede Tipas Cholov. So then he says, and he mentions, V'yesh, that's part and parcel of the Loshon Vakimesh, V'yesh Kula L'Rashi, Mitzada Echot, Da'ayni Mikzos Obereite, V'zuach Tichane Seres, Eini Seres Ashor, Kim Kosso V'Darkimesh, so the other Chatiches do not become Osea, even if the totality of the day do not have Shishim Negede Tipas Cholov, because according to Rashi, so where mitzos is mitzos chuslerite, mitzoso teicharite, it is to be treated as if it had been kulo chuslerite. Kulo chuslerite, so then the uppermost chatiche is treated as if it's boiled by, it's cooked in a pot by itself. So naturally it doesn't affect the status of the chatiches in the rest of the day, right? Because it's by itself, it's not mitzure. That's the shita of the Akimesh. So the Shita Dakamesh is that there is a Kula emanating from Rashi Shita as well. So the Taz, it's a very strange Shiter the Taz in Rashi. Remiro al Izdaiti, the Aval Pishayim Bereit of Yulimato, Misayeya, Livate, Tipas Holof Shenoflo, Lifishayno Ticho Magi Alishom, Mikomo came, Eisoch Ticho Atzmo, Neseres, Chilik Atachtim, Chilik Elien, Vichizeres, ויועיסרס למטו קולורייטי ומה שבשיחי עד שישים נגד כל החתיכו וכל החתיכו נאסס נבילה כיווני מקצס החתיכו מנחס תריכו ריטב הוריטב מליך לשורו ומדברה שכונה אוכלו שאין דברי רמב״ם נראה לסביר לי כרעשי מלכוס אבי נסך החתיכו יועיסרס השורו על כל חוך נראה לדוחי קיימלון, אף על פי שרשאו ביסה, ואת השלו יפוס הקירי, לכל מסבירי קרק והבוס עושים ממתה, זה איך מקרש. So he says that, he mentions that big חידש, which is a very strange חידש, that there is no kule emanating from Rashi Shiki. The Dartimation says, and it seems that all the Nesek Yilim agree with the Dartimation. So, that there is a kule emanating from Rashi Shiki as well, not only a kule. And the kula that emanates from Rashi Shita, the Akimisha says, is that according to Rashi, if it's because of chutz l'reite, because of teirareite, so it's to be considered as if it's kula chutz l'reite. So in Meile, the other chiches, amuter, even if there is no shishim negative as cholo. So he says, if it's mikzoso chutz l'reite, and mikzoso, so then the adach tiches are also osea, unless the adach tiches have shishim negative the size of the whole chaticho. So in other words, so negative the size of the whole chaticho. Why? What's the hesper? Now, if let's say it's kulo chutz l'reitev, then this chaticho is osir, even though the totality of the deiro has shishim negative as cholov, but the adach tiches are completely muter, even if they don't have shishim, even negative the tip as cholov. Mashein kein, if it is mikzoso teicho reitiv, and mikzoso chutz l'reitiv, so then it has all the chumres in the world. On one hand, it has the chumre over and above the case where it's kulo, or where it's kulo chutz l'reitev, kulo teicho reitev, because if according to Rashi, so if it is mikzoso teicho reitev, mikzoso chutz l'reitev, so mele that uppermost chaticha upon which the whole of drop remains osea, even though there is shishim in the totality of the day or negative as cholov. But on the other hand, it has the chumre as if it had dropped upon a chaticho that is originally chutz l'reitev, and then it would be minayer and mechase. So what would be the aloche? Suppose the chaticho is kulo chutz l'reitev, and the cholov dropped on it. So then that chaticho remains osa. That chaticho remains osir, and the other chaticho, and then at the end of the cooking, he would be minayer mechase. So then we would need shishim neged the size of the whole chaticho, because the whole chaticho. So here too, if it's mikzoso teichreitiv and mikzoso chutz l'reitiv, even though he was not minayer mechase at all, neither at the beginning nor at the end, so it has both chumres. It has the chumre that this chaticha remains osir, even though the totality of the deiro is shishim negative as cholov, as if the whole chaticha had been above the level of the reitev, and it also has the chumre of niyah v'kiso, of loy niyah v'kiso b'tchilo v'niyah v'kiso b'sof. So memele, the other chaticha is arosir, not only if there is no shishim in the totality against the tipo, even if there is shishim in the totality of the deiro negative tipo, but there is no shishim negative the whole chaticho in the totality of the deiro, it's still osir. How does he explain the Taz? So because everybody disagrees with the Taz, but how does he explain it? So he explains it on the basis, this is how the Panigodim explains it, the Taz, on the basis of the same lumdis that the Shach explains the Aloche of Issa Dovuk. Now, we have the Aloche that by Issa Dovuk, there is a din of Tichon Ases Nevele by Issa Dovuk. What does it mean, Issa Dovuk? Suppose you have a kulye to which is attached chilek. So you have, let's say you have, let's say, the kulye, and then a piece of chilek is attached to the kulye, to the kidney. So then, and that piece of meat, one piece of meat that has the kidney, that has a piece of chilek attached to it, a small piece of chilek attached to it, so if it was cooked in the pot with other chtichas basor, so then we need shishim, unless we say that the membrane is mafsik. But if we say that the membrane, let's say there is no membrane between the kidney and the chilek that is attached to it, so then we need shishim in order that the rest of the derech should be mutar. We need shishim not only the small piece of chilev attached to the kidney, but we need shishim like the whole kidney. That's his adam. So we have a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach in Siman HaHinbeis. I discussed it in Taruves. So in Taruves and in Miliachah I discussed it. So what's the reason for Issa Dovuk? So the Taz mentions the reason because it's possible that at one point this kidney that has a piece of chilev attached to it buoyed up, and it was pushed up through the pressure of the steam. It was